To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Ellis at 97.3.
Bum, ba, bum, 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 happy, happy Friday. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety. We have a little show coming up called Alice in Winterland. The tickets are flying out the door. You better get them before they go away completely. And right now you can win a pair by taking the word celebrate, C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E, to RadioAlice.com. You enter the word celebrate in at RadioAlice.com and you're in the running for a pair of tickets for the show. And an overnight stay at the Fairmont San Francisco, same night of the show. Alice in Winterland stars Alex Warren, Rob Thomas. It's happening December 4th at the Masonic. This hour's code word is celebrate. You get to stay at the Fairmont right across the street from the Masonic.
It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be great.
Live Nation just did a poll, and people love live music more than anything.
That's what they love the most.
It's number one.
Now you know. So let's see you at the show.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's like it's fun to see listeners and get ready to rock through the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
A couple shows in town tonight and tomorrow night. Tame Impala are playing at the Oakland Arena.
I love Tame Impala.
This one is for you, Bob. Jesse McCartney is playing the Warfield tomorrow night.
Who's that?
Oh, wow.
You and your beautiful soul.
Beautiful soul. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That remember was that, Vin?
I don't know that guy.
The only reason I know that song is because my kid used to listen to Radio Disney.
Oh, I loved Radio Disney.
Yeah. Jesse McCartney. That was a good song. And then David Byrne is playing the 16th and 17th at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. That's kind of fun.
It's not though. He really this is the Talking Heads guy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wish he would just bring the team with him and go do Talking Heads shows.
Wouldn't that be so nice?
It would be great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So something happened at the Wicked for Good premiere in Singapore yesterday.
Something happened.
Someone broke through the lines. And the guy does seem harmless. He's a huge Ariana Grande fan. All the stars are there walking the red carpet for the premiere.
You say he seems harmless, but he broke through the lines.
He doesn't stab her or anything, but he clearly wants to be in a picture. He gets to her on the red carpet. Watch the video. So here he comes. That's him jumping over the fence. He runs over. He puts his arm around her. And who goes in there and separates them?
Who?
Cynthia Erivo.
Oh.
Elphaba takes care of business. Watch this. Boom. She is on it, pushes him away. She is so in that guy's face. And she has very stabby fingernails. I don't know if you guys have noticed that before. But, I mean, she could have gone whoosh, across his neck.
And then she hugs her to protect her.
And she's holding her. It is actually a really sweet video. There's a couple different angles on it. Oh, look at Ariana. She's like, oh.
She looks scared.
She does look scared. Well, it's out of nowhere. Somebody throws themselves onto her. And he wraps his arm around her. And then Cynthia Erivo is right there.
And like, of all people to do this to after everything Ariana's been through, like that show in Manchester.
Yes.
The bombing.
I can't believe a huge fan of hers would get so crazy in their head that they would think that this was acceptable.
Yeah, she looks stunned and afraid.
I mean, there's no doubt she probably has PTSD. This could terrify her for weeks.
Well, I don't know if she's resumed touring since, but she stopped for years because of that.
In fact, I think she went back there. That was one of the ones she was like, I'm going back there.
Yeah, they did a charity.
Yeah. Yes,
thing.
That's
I think
right.
Like maybe a year later.
Yeah. I think that might have even been the next show she did. Like she, I don't know. Did she take a few weeks off, finish that tour, and then come back?
Oh, I thought she quit entirely for years.
I don't know about that.
I don't remember. She's definitely done tours, and because she had reached her peak after that.
Yes.
With Sweetener and Thank You Next.
Thank you. Next. Anyway, Cynthia Erivo jumps to the rescue. It's a really cool video. You know what? I may or may not have put that up. Can you put that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page?
Yeah, she finished the tour. But I mean, she paused it for a while.
She paused it, finished it, and then she did the 1 year later charity show. I think that might have kicked off her next tour.
She'll tour again, according to this, in next summer.
It makes sense. Right now, she's very focused on, now that the movie's coming out, though, I'm sure she's like, now I'll go do another album. Now I'll go, you know, we'll put a whole new show
together.
This
says that her upcoming tour in 2026 is her first headlining run since 2019. Mm. She stopped for a long time.
Well, I mean, everything stopped in 2020.
Yeah, that was after the Manchester thing, though.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
When did that happen?
I'm not sure. But I saw her at Coachella.
God, it feels like it happened in 2019.
2017 is when the Manchester bombing happened.
So the fan does seem like he's just trying to get close to her. It wasn't like he had a blunt instrument or, you know, wasn't trying to harm her, but there was no way to know that in the moment. He broke through the security line, ran up, threw his arm around her. She did not see him coming. It very visibly shook her up. And Cynthia Erivo jumped in, shoved the guy away, and then she put her arms protectively around Ariana as the guy was removed by security. So there you go. There's that.
Fandom can be weird.
Yes. Right.
Like, even when it's sort of just kid fandom that's healthy, which might be, you know, 1,000 posters of one person's face on a wall.
Mm-hmm.
I love him.
Right.
Or her. It's so like, whoa.
But running, you know, running at someone.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is.
With no thought of what fear you might invoke or evoke and or don't do that.
You don't think of them as a real person when you get to that point.
Well,
they're an object that you are fascinated by.
We see it, you know, the same way when people listen every day. They're friends. We spend a lot of time with them. And sometimes, you know, I'll get a message or two once in a while that I'm like, that's a little bit over the line.
Yeah, we've had some over the lines.
But I understand why. I mean, it's just part of the gig, but it definitely is just when you're
now
somebody,
multiply that by Ariana Grande.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And then, you know, she's got to deal with so much worse.
Right. Just rabid fans. AC/DC shook Melbourne all night long, literally. Their show Wednesday night in Australia registered seismic activity. However, you know who rocks harder than AC/DC?
Metallica.
I'll give you one guess, Swiftie.
Oh.
Taylor?
It's Taylor Swift.
You gave me a little bit of a layup there, but... A
little bit. A combination of AC/DC speakers and fans jumping and yelling and generally being noisy registered in the 2 to 5 hertz range, but a scientist at the Seismology Research Center in Melbourne said, the largest signals we've received were on the 3 nights that Taylor Swift played there.
Oh, obviously, because the concert, Taylor Swift's concerts were also full in the parking lot.
Right.
People who couldn't get tickets would just go to the show via the parking lot.
He said, we're picking up the ground motion. We're not picking up the sound from the air. So you got speakers on the ground pumping up vibrations, and that gets transmitted through the ground, but also the crowd jumping up and down. It's feeding energy into the ground. So she ranked higher on whatever there. It doesn't sound like they use the Richter scale. They use the Hertz range.
Okay.
So, okay. Who rocks harder than AC/DC? Taylor Swift.
All right.
By the way, yesterday I was telling you about the Taylor Swift 6-part docu-series. It's a Disney Plus thing. I don't have the dates in front of me. I think it was December 12th, the first couple episodes drop. But Taylor Swift, The End of an Era, I put a trailer up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for that. So if you are interested in checking out Taylor before you can see the whole thing. There's a little teaser trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Actually, I put up a lot of trailers. The Running Man is opening today.
Seeing totally mixed reviews on that.
Is that so?
Yeah, like everything from he is the next big superstar to, well, they blew it.
I know I read that book. It's a Stephen King mm-hmm. novel from 1982. When they remade it, they made some changes to it. Arnold Schwarzenegger plays the running man in that one. They both were based, this new one and the one from the 80s, were both based on a Stephen King novel about a violent game show where contestants have to survive while the network's hunters and ordinary citizens try to kill them. If they survive, I think it's 24 hours, right? It's only a day. If they can survive, then they get some big, massive prize. So this one is a pretty faithful adaptation of the novel with Glenn Powell's character volunteers to participate on the show in a desperate effort to save his daughter's life after he gets blacklisted and can't find work to afford her medicine. Mm-hmm. In the Arnold Schwarzenegger version, the runners were all convicted criminals and Arnold was forced to play after being framed for a crime.
Mm.
Josh Brolin plays the guy pulling the strings. The running man's, let's see, Coleman Domingo is the game show's host, apparently.
I don't know that guy.
You would recognize him. Actually, he's been in a bunch of stuff recently.
Yeah. Brolin was just in Weapons and is great in that movie.
Oh, that movie. I don't know. I can't get past just the visual of the kids running down the road.
You're not
going to
press play on that?
I don't know.
I think you should.
Michael Cera and William H. Macy are also in this as people who help Ben while he's on the run. So that's out this weekend. Trailer's up at the Sarah and Vinny. Now You See Me, Now You Don't, which the trailer's also up for this. This is the third movie in the Now You See Me franchise. The Four Horsemen, they're the magicians, team up with a new generation of magicians to take down the head of a South African diamond company.
I saw it.
Already seen it.
Yeah, I went to it on Monday to a screening.
Oh, this, I think I might have heard you talking about this.
I love this franchise, and this one was excellent.
And it's all the main characters, right?
All of them. Even the one, is it Isla Fisher, who wasn't in the second movie, but she was in the first? Yeah, they bring them all back. Plus, they have some new, like, kid magician heisters. And they do a great job with the generation gap. Although the main actors, I never thought of them as old.
I know.
But I guess they wanted to freshen it up a little bit. And so they have some really fun jokes, especially between like Woody Harrelson and the younger actors.
Well, Woody's, I think, older even than we are. Like, I think Woody's firmly in his 60s. I could be wrong, but...
I don't think Jesse 64. Eisenberg is old.
But Jesse Eisenberg is probably, I would think Jesse Eisenberg
35?
Is... 35? Oh, I think he's in his 40s, but, yeah. But maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know. But it's great. It's so fun.
Good.
I recommend. It's not one you have to see in the theaters, but fun nonetheless.
Well, I put the trailers for that and a couple other things up. I did want to mention that Glenn Powell, who's starring in The Running Man, is also hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend.
And handsome as heck.
Weekend. So handsome. Olivia Dean, who we play here at the station, is the musical guest. And that's, I don't even know what season this is. I guess 51 of SNL. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. on NBC. I'll be streaming that on Peacock the next day. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
This guy does not want to go shopping with his wife, and more after these.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice's Morning Show. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Alice on Instagram. Check out the Alice973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily.
I was just doing that.
I just watched you do that, and I looked up, and you were smiling, and I thought, oh, boy, she likes it.
Yeah, I had a couple good moments with Bob there. We bonded over the purse thing, and what was the other thing?
I wasn't watching him. You tell me.
I can't remember.
What did you just watch?
Oh, it was about
them.
The ring. The ring that was bought at Walmart. Mm. Yeah, that was a good one, too. Really, two really good ones.
The guy doesn't listen.
And then Maddie's just like, are you guys talking? What's happening? Funny.
There's people on both sides in the comments, so share your opinion.
Please do. Let's start the conversation.
Meet you there, the Alice973 Instagram. We'd love to hear from you.
Yep.
Plus, there's links to all our personal profiles and, you know,
Follow us all. Some of us
post, some of us don't.
I'm not going to bother you. I'm a safe follow. If I post something, it's like twice a year.
That kind of defeats the point of following, but all right.
You know.
6 more weeks left in 2025 and...
Oh, is that all?
Just under the wire, we may have found our dumbest husband of the year.
A guy
in Russia.
He's going to be someone.
Is facing charges after he staged a carjacking because he didn't want to go shopping with his wife.
Listen, just come, wrestle us out of the car and take the car. We'll walk home. Return car later. I don't want to go.
It happened in April, but cops in central Russia just shared the details. His wife called them and said their Toyota Corolla was stolen. Then she called back later and said they found it abandoned. Cops checked it out and found signs of forced entry, including a damaged ignition switch.
Oh.
They didn't get suspicious until they talked to the husband. The details didn't add up, and they eventually concluded he staged the whole thing to get out of being dragged along on a shopping trip.
Dudes do hate that.
He's facing 2 years in prison.
Oh, my goodness.
For filing a false report.
Mm.
And he didn't have a criminal record, but he does now.
Yeah.
No word on what this will do to his marriage. You know.
I'm used to it. Boris has always been a bad husband. Drinks all my vodka. What do they say? Vodka?
Vodka.
Drinks all my vodka. My father has never liked him.
We're officially in cold and flu season now, and here are a few ways to boost your immune system.
Okay.
That hopefully will help you out. None of us, I mean, I don't know anybody who likes to be sick.
No. No one wants to.
There are people who will burn themselves at both ends and then go, I can't believe it. What, you can't?
It's like you were laying there waiting to be infected.
Optimize nutrition diversity. They call it eating the rainbow.
Mm.
A variety of fruits and vegetables is better than just eating a whole lot of one type.
Oh, I thought it was eat a bunch of Skittles.
No. Mm. Protein and healthy fats are also important. So just a diverse diet in general will boost your immune system. Take it easy and get some sleep. Your immune system is far more likely to struggle if you're worn out and stressed. Even one night of bad sleep can lower your immune system up to 70%.
Whoa.
Yeah, that is awful because I have at least one bad night of sleep.
Yeah.
A week. At least.
Sometimes they have a bad week.
I do too. Exercise, it boosts your immunity by lowering your stress hormone levels in your body. It also helps with inflammation and makes immune cells more active. Consider vitamins and supplements. Mm. Let me ask you a question. You take vitamins?
Yes.
When?
Usually with dinner.
With dinner?
Yeah.
Interesting. And so where do you keep the actual vitamin pill?
Where do I keep it?
You have the bottle of pills.
In a cupboard in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to start doing...
It's part of our... I know. When I keep them there, I forget to take them. I just never even think about it.
Or I put them in my pocket. You've seen me probably take them here. I take them here because I don't want to take them at 4 a.m.
Oh.
For whatever reason.
Oh, they make me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, I just don't want to.
So. I've never... It's only because John would take his pills at dinner time, so he'd take his, you know, men's silver Centrum or okay. You know, whatever it is, and I was like, I'm gonna start taking mine at the same time.
Okay.
Like that's, you know, and then it becomes like a part of the setting the table.
That's here's my point. Is it, it's like I don't have a routine other than avoiding doing it where I keep them, which is in the bathroom while I'm brushing my teeth. And I just think I don't want to take them right now. So I put them in my pocket and bring them here.
And then probably forget to take them half the time.
I'm sure some of the time I do.
Right.
It's kind of dumb.
Your washing machine has
a lot of vitamins.
A lot of vitamins. It's very...
Anyway,
its immune system is very good.
Consider vitamins and supplements. And also, you know, if you've got them, figure out how you'll best take them because your pocket is not where they're supposed to go.
I'm going to be one of those old people that has those day of the week pills, you know.
Why are you saying that like you look forward to it?
Because that'll be a good way to keep track of stuff. You know, I can't always remember to do everything. But if you have like daily pills that you have to take, and there's even ones that are like AM, PM, you know, all the different times that I'll have all my little pills and I'll organize
those. I got
those.
7 days of the week here in my pill box.
I'm all organized.
You know what? I missed Thursday, so I'm going to take Thursday and Friday today.
Oh. Is it like birth control pills? You just, if you miss one day, you take two?
Well, I don't know. Birth control, you shouldn't do that with birth control pills either.
You They're can, though. To be, I know fine. That You'll you be can. Fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
That is not the way. And also socialize. The bonding hormone oxytocin has been shown to lower stress levels, reduce inflammation, and boost immune function.
These are all
ways to avoid getting a cold. Of course, then again, the people you hang with might have COVID.
Don't make out with cold people who have colds.
Right.
Don't shake a person with cold with a cold hand and then pick your nose. So many ways to prevent it. If you have a cold, tell people and don't touch them.
Can I do a quick check-in before I get to my next story?
Of course.
Maddie, I was just reminded that you left on a double date weekend, and then you came back with COVID, and we didn't see you for a week.
Yeah.
Do you have plans this weekend?
No.
No plans?
No.
You should shut it down until you travel.
I'm shutting down dating for a while. At least until the holidays are all over. I don't want to start anything.
Are you sure? I got a lady her bad advice was, should I ask Maddie out, even though I'm slightly older than his age range?
Oh, how do they know my age range?
Because you set it into a microphone.
Oh, okay, I might have. All right.
She has a dog.
Is she wealthy? No.
She didn't put that in her.
No, she didn't.
I don't change all day. But no, Vin. And in fact, I haven't even looked at the apps or anything in over a week.
You don't even look to see if you got someone who swiped on you or anything?
I haven't. I probably should. There might. Who knows?
Maybe your dream girl is waiting in your inbox right now. Jesus.
Oh. You hear that?
Yeah. There's ghosts, obviously, or something. I don't know if listeners can hear it, but there's at certain time of day the construction starts, and it's ghosts. Tomorrow I don't know what it'll be. Tap dancers. I have no idea.
And it really, we were like, is it the wind? I looked out the window and the flags are not even, like, we've seen those flags standing straight out. Right. They're not even kind of close to that. It's not the wind. By the way, can I mention, I really was planning to talk to your mom after the show because she was positioned and I had work to do. And you've thrown her out. What happened?
Yeah, she had to go.
Why?
It was enough, you know?
She kept wanting to talk about what we had just talked about on the air, and Bob was like, I have work to do.
She at any second, she was going to start telling you guys stuff about me. And
that was what we were waiting on.
Well, that's what we wanted.
Well,
that's kind of the point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry I didn't get to officially meet her. I had planned to see her after the show, and when I looked over, I went, wait, where did Mom go?
Interplanet Janet, she is out of here.
I saw the switch in Bob's head just go when like her mom was talking to her about what happened to the thing. You could just see Bob just all of a sudden was like, yeah, maybe you should go to that coffee shop now. Like just flipped a switch.
Maddie comes out, I'm sitting out in the hallway. He comes out, he's like, I think that Bob's gonna boot her mom any minute now. I'm like, why? Does she feel like she has to? He's like, I don't know.
Well, please tell her I'm sorry. Yes. I didn't get to officially meet her because I thought I would have time after the show for pictures and handshakes and all this stuff. 800-400-3697 is our text number, and Maddie's on the show.
Hey, Maddie.
All right. We got a few texts when we did that Ariana Grande story. 415, the fan who busted through to get Ariana Grande was not just a fan. He was an influencer, and he's known for doing this to multiple stars.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah.
Evidently, he's just trying to get... So we're basically... Mission accomplished, dude.
That's so much worse.
I know.
Ugh.
415. Maddie, spelled my name wrong. You comparing yourself to Ariana Grande with fans reaching out is ridiculous. Man, you don't know. 30 years of doing this, we've all seen some stuff.
On a very minor level.
Yes. But still, there's stuff.
Taylor Swift just had to hire $2 million in extra security for wherever she's at, travels with her, because she's just...
I worry about her sometimes. You know, when I got literally nothing else to do, I think about what would happen if she got John Lennon, and I tear up.
Oh my God, never say that out loud again.
Oh my God.
You know, like,
right.
But I actually just got a real shot of adrenaline.
Well, that's the super fandom, though, which was I was aiming for when we talked about that, is that, you know, when you see a young person cover their walls with one image, and all they look at all day when they're in their room is this one picture, there's an unusual sense of comfort level there that shouldn't be there. You don't know that person. Like, right. It's like I runs out onto the... She's absolutely has never seen you, bro.
Right? You're terrifying.
There's no familiarity there at all on her part.
Yeah.
I realize.
Yay for you and your followers that you did it again.
Wow. Oh.
All right, you guys ready to play a game?
Yeah, please.
Today it's, because it's Friday. True or false? Recent pop culture potpourri.
Oh, potpourri.
Taylor Swift admitted, this is just true or false. Taylor Swift admitted that her cat Olivia earns more per year in merch licensing than most Grammy winning producers. True or false?
False.
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 False is correct.
That's just uncool to say, even if it's true.
She'd never say that.
There was a week this year where Beyonce, Lana Del Rey, and Megan Thee Stallion all released fragrance lines within the same 10-day window. True or false?
True.
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 Oh, that is true. They called it the Super Bowl of celebrity perfume drops. Let's see. Jennifer Lopez's latest tour cancellation was announced before the first show ever even happened.
True.
False.
I'm trying to remember. True.
It is true.
Oh.
Sorry, Maddie.
We didn't get to get any pictures of half-filled arenas.
No, they did. She didn't want that. Pedro Pascal and Kieran Culkin, they are starring together in a buddy cop comedy directed by Taika Waititi.
I wish this was true.
So, are you saying true?
I'm saying false. It hasn't come across my desk.
True.
I also wish it was true, but I'm going to say false.
It is false.
Ah.
Great idea, though. Somebody get working on that.
Maddie and Vinny are tied, and Bob has 4. Bob in the lead. There's a viral petition demanding that Paul Rudd be declared America's stepdad.
True.
False.
I'll go false.
It's true.
Mm.
He's not a stepdad. He's the dad who stepped up. Thanks, Paul Rudd.
Hmm.
What?
Lady Gaga had to cancel a show after a giant disco ball nicknamed Sphironce fell during soundcheck.
Sphironce?
It's like a disco ball, it's a sphere. And, you know,
no, I understand.
And it's sparkly, round.
False.
Like on this tour or a previous tour?
Lady Gaga cancel a tour after a giant disco ball nicknamed Sphironce fell during soundcheck. What did you say, false or true?
I said true.
False.
Said
true.
False.
It's false.
Because she canceled a whole tour?
No, just a night.
Well, it said tour.
Oh, I might have said tour, but it says cancel a show.
Okay.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. It's still false. The score
whatever
currently...
Whatever she says.
Whatever. Who cares?
The host of the show, the game show, whatever.
It's a dumb game. It's Friday. We're out of here. Come on.
Sheesh.
Here's your final question. Billie Eilish has a bearded dragon lizard named Spicy Jeff.
True.
Gross. True.
Hmm. False.
False is the correct answer. And by a score of 7-4-3, Vinny, you had 3. You had the least. You're the fewest points of anyone.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What's my name? One. My name is Bob. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
I got every single one right, by the way.
Did you get every single one right?
Yeah. We know you're perfect in every
this
single way.
This is finally something I know about.
Polish your nails white out. Yeah.
This is fascinating, but we'll see you on Monday, everybody. Make sure you're here. Guys, today, the Fairmont and tickets for Winterland. You can win it with Mason at 12:05 and Jane. It's Jane at 5:05. Have a great weekend. Go Niners, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.